This is Duncan from Anathema, and you listen to Helvetter.
Hello, this is John from Anathema, and you're listening to Helvetter Radio. Okay, see you later.
Abbiamo qui Daniel degli Anathema.
Hello.
Let's begin with the first question, a small biography of Anathema.
A biography?
Yeah.
Well, we started in 1990 in Liverpool. There's three brothers in the band at the beginning. There's two left now. We had an old singer called Darren White, and we just used to like fuck around doing gigs, you know, just have a laugh. We had the guts to get up and have a go, even though we couldn't play very well. And then we started getting better at the music and I started writing songs more seriously and more, you know, like the music like was more melancholy and it was really developing a sound, influenced by lots of things, like I don't want to go on about that. Then basically we did a demo, it was called An Iliad of Woes, and it was okay for the first effort. It was very strange, not the best thing in the world or anything. The second demo was done about 6 months later, that's called All Faith Is Lost. I don't know if you've heard that.
I don't know. No. Not really.
Well, that was the one that really got it for us, because like we had some certain songs on it that were like a good style, you know, like, yeah, similar to, you know, melodic and mournful and stuff. And basically we took it off from there, and we got signed off that demo. We did a 7-inch with Witch Hunt Records in Switzerland, and then we got signed to Peaceville.
Yeah.
And then, you know, them Crestfallen and Serenades, yeah, and all that.
Yeah,
then that's where it took off. Then, you know, we came to Europe for the first time in summer of 93. Went to Holland, had a great time. And it's been sort of rolling ever since. I don't think we're as big as we should be, but here's hoping.
Yeah, and what about this tour?
Well, this is the first gig, like. The best thing about this tour is that's the best songs we've ever played. You know, the new album is a big departure, yeah, and everything, and it's well better and stuff. And I think that is one of the good reasons for doing this tour, because, like, you get sick of playing all the old songs when you've played them so many times, you know. So it's good to play these ones, give it a chance for people to hear these ones. It's a good set, and we have a good laugh, you know what I mean? We've got a good road crew, good set of mates with us, and we just get pissed every night. So that's it, like.
And how can you describe us with a few words, Eternity?
Well, how do you mean, like, the concept?
Yeah, musically and lyrically.
Well,
but
musically it's a big departure. But it's also kind of, in a way, it's like just a step. It's like a stepping stone to the next album. Like, Duncan wrote a lot of the songs on this. He's a very good songwriter, and when he first joined the band, most of Serenades was already written, so it took him until the next album to begin with songs like We the Gods and then A Dying Wish again. And then on this album he's really come to the fore, you know, he's like writing loads of stuff, done loads of lyrics and everything, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's a much more mature album, because like we've got two people writing now as opposed to one, you know. It's obviously his lyrics are very, very deep and meaningful to him, and I think they're relevant to a lot of other people as well. A lot of questions in there, you know, it's like it's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, which are the main influences for this album?
What you mean, in terms of other bands?
Yeah, also in terms of, you know, nature and so on.
Well, I think, I wouldn't say more than nature, I think like, that's like more Darren White thing, you know, but I've been influenced by, I think, complete depression and loss of hope. That's a big influence on this album.
We noticed.
Yeah. So that's what the way the two singers are, the two songwriters are anyway. You know, the other members in the band, I can't speak for them, but I know that Duncan and I got a common bond because of that kind of feeling.
Yeah, and which are your favourite bands?
Pink Floyd, The Beatles, King's X. If Duncan was here, he'd say Danzig and The Misfits as well as them bands. And
yeah.
The list goes on, you know.
Yeah, and what are your favourite movies and books?
That's a hard one, actually. But think of a film that I really enjoyed recently. I watched Misery the other day, that was good.
Yeah.
No, I've read, like, a couple of Stephen King books, and he's good, like, but I don't know, that's pretty difficult. I don't really love films that much, you know, but okay, some of them. I'll tell you who my favourite actress is.
Yeah!
Andie MacDowell.
Yeah, above all.
Well, she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah. And what about models?
Well, she used to be a model.
Yeah?
But I'm not like, I don't go for like the stunning, you know, Cindy Crawford's dead nice, obviously, but I'm not, like, that's not my type of woman, you know, really. Like, I like women that I could relate to.
Yeah, do you know Kate Moss?
I think I don't like her. She's too skinny. She's too thin, man.
Okay, let's return to Anathema. What's now the future of a band?
Well, that's a question I can't answer fully because I don't know yet, but we're doing another album in August. And we've got a few songs already for that one. Like, there's one Dunk Scott called Shroud of False. I've got one called Fragile Dreams, another one I'm working on called Wounded.
Still for Music for Nation?
Yeah, Peaceville, yeah. Peaceful, still, yeah. Yeah, we're under contract to them, so we can't really do anything about that.
Okay, now a final message to our listeners from Daniel.
See, this is a bit I don't like, because I never think of something to say. Just, like, try and be happy, you know, don't worry about things too much, don't think about things too much. It's all going to happen anyway.
Okay, see you on tour.
All right, mate. See you later. Nice
Thank one. You.